What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Got another hour here. It's been a fun week, Kim.
It has been a good week.
I tell you.
There's always
really
news going on.
So much news going on. Do you know if Mark is back on Monday?
He is, yep.
Okay, perfect. So you don't have to vote at the end of the show.
Thank goodness.
I'm coming back on Monday.
Hey, you know, Jim Carafano said that you were an upgrade.
I don't know if he meant that, though. I think he was being polite. Is that funny or what? Well, I mean, there's a lot going on. And last night, Greg Gutfeld was on Jimmy Fallon's show. We only played one clip. We can play a couple more here. But before we get to that, let's go to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
The Democrats win the presidency, the Senate, and the House in 2028, which is not impossible.
It's not impossible, but James Carville, the raging Cajun, is saying that, okay, Democrats need to win out. They need to win the president. They need to win the Senate. They need to win the House. And if they do, let's add Puerto Rico and D.C. to the states. And if we get that, then we can expand the Supreme Court of the United States. This was kind of their master plan that failed the last time around. So I think this also needs to fail again.
200th day in office. This is 200 days already. Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. I know what that means. You know, Donald Trump has 200 days in office. I have 5 days on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hoping that we can have gender affirming care for our trans kids.
If you haven't seen Nancy Pelosi recently, look up that side of the road press conference she decided to give. Oh boy, she looked a little rough. So let's say it that way. So they were talking about how they have trans flags in Congress, and she is doing everything she can to make sure there is quote unquote affirming care for trans children, and she's doing everything she can on the federal level. So let's keep that in mind. That is still something that they are actively fighting for.
There's no way that between now and the 26th election that you could conduct another census, be accurate in the outcome.
Okay, so it's not going to be there. I guess this is Karl Rove saying that it would just be too hard to release new alternative census that does not include the data for illegal immigrants, meaning it's omitted in the sense they're using it to draw districts. So is he saying it's just too close to impossible? Sure. But again, you are evening the playing field and putting it back to where it was intended to be to begin with. May not be good for this one, may be good for the maybe next presidential election, I guess, if you wanted to put that sort of timetable on it. All right, Kim, you missed Greg Gutfeld on Fallon last night. So did I. I mean, who stays up late when you have to wake up early anyway?
Especially to watch Fallon. I mean, the only reason I would watch the Tonight Show would be to see Greg Gutfeld.
What's the latest you'll stay up on a work night?
I mean, I think one time I stayed up when the Blues were playing and we had that awful loss. Remember that with like the 1 second to go? I think I was up till
like last
10.
Season.
That's late, 10:30. Now that's like, so I'll get in bed, you know, by 8:30, 9, but often I don't fall asleep till 10 or later.
Oh, wow. You're in the bed a long time before you fall asleep.
More so being pregnant lately, but yeah, I mean, typically I'll still be, you know, you kind of toss and turn.
Do you have is it the Snuggle pillow that helps you sleep at
night? You mean the body pillow for the pregnancy? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, it's kind of obnoxiously big, but yeah.
It is. It's almost a you got to have it type of deal. My wife had it. She used it and she says she loved it. It kind of helped. The pillow helped curve around your body a little, make it more comfortable in the bed at night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable when you're trying to shift from, it's like a bowling ball attached to your stomach and you're trying to, you know, go from one side to the other and it's not pleasant. Yeah.
I'm lucky. I can fall asleep almost immediately if I have to. Not like I used to. When I was younger, I used to be able to do it very easily. But the older I got, a little bit harder it is, but I can still fall asleep quickly. And when the nights hit where you can't fall asleep, I realize how frustrating it has to be for people who can't fall asleep when they're trying to. I wouldn't trade that for anything. Like if they said, we'll put you in perfect health for your body. Like you would look like a supermodel, but you're going to sleep terrible. I wouldn't take that deal.
Yeah, sleep is so crucial. And it is so frustrating when you can't fall asleep. I don't always have that issue. I feel like I'm a decent sleeper now, but man, I've dealt with insomnia in the past. And if you have consecutive days of no sleep, it wrecks you.
Yeah. So if you wanted to fall asleep, normally you would watch Jimmy Fallon. But last night, you may have actually stayed up to enjoy it because Greg Gutfeld was the guest. So we played earlier how Greg met Jimmy Fallon at a bar. And if you missed that, you can use the Odyssey app to rewind to the start of the show. But how about this? How about when Greg Gutfeld talks about his career and the way he found his way into Fox? So this is clip number 17.
I've been fired a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm telling you at home, you think firing is bad?
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world. People think, oh my God, I'm fired. What am I going to do? You always end up someplace better. So I got fired from Men's Health, where I was the king of abs for the 90s. If you remember 5 Minutes, the Flat Abs,
yes.
I wrote that.
Wow.
Yes.
That was you.
Yes. And then Six Steps to a Firm Belly was my sequel.
Wow.
Which was actually, I just rewrote the first one, which
you're
is what they do.
Cornering the market on how to get abs.
I was raising a family of abs. But anyway, so got fired from there. Stuff Magazine was there for a couple years.
Love Stuff Magazine.
Yeah, it was amazing. Got fired from there. Then went to Men's Health. I mean, sorry, went to Maxim.
I like
had
Maxim.
To leave the country for, let's not get into that.
My God.
In the UK and got fired from that. And so I was just sitting at a bar in Chelsea, and a friend says, you know, there's a Fox wants to do a late night show. Are you interested? And I'm like, dude, I'm broke. So I will do anything. So they flew me over, and I started doing this show, Red Eye.
Yeah, Red Eye.
Yeah. And so I got there, and they said, I go, yeah, so we're going to start rehearsing. And he goes, no, we're starting in 3 days. And we rehearsed in the green room. Everybody was drunk. Everybody was drunk, even the cameraman. And so it airs at 2 a.m.
There you go.
But they felt that it was too edgy for 2 a.m.
What?
So they moved it to 3.
That's better.
All right, Kim, what do you think of that career path of Greg Gutfeld?
Yeah,
isn't that
wow.
typical of most broadcasters, though?
I mean, it is kind of cool to hear a story like that where you had a lot of what some people would call failures, and then look where he is now.
Yeah, falling up in a lot of different ways. And that's kind of, you know, I sympathize and totally understand that, too. It seems like, you know, the times that I lost a job, I found a better job after it. And Greg's right on. He's like, you'll find something better. That happens to a lot of people. I mean, almost always, it seems like. He makes it sound like it happens 100% of the time. But not always, but sometimes, I mean, it does happen a lot.
It would happen to me. I lost my job, like I said, at KMOV, and I like radio a lot more.
It's so much better, isn't it?
It really is.
So much more real. Do you feel it's less phony?
Oh, yeah. I mean, less phony just because you actually have time to let a topic breathe. Before, with TV, you're limited to, you know, you have 30 seconds and you have to hit it. Versus here, you and I can actually talk about a topic and you know, do deep dives into it. And it's just, to me, it's such a better format. And it's so much more relaxed. And I just appreciate it a lot more.
So if anyone's wondering, the interview was maybe about 10 minutes long. It seemed like the audience wasn't super into it, but they did laugh at times. They have the clip on YouTube. So if you want to go back and actually watch it there, that is a good way for you to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
To do it. It's like 8 or 10 minutes, I think, for the full interview. There it is. Greg Gutfeld on Fallon. Who knows? Maybe he'll make it back sometime, but Greg Gutfeld is the king. Maybe Jimmy Fallon will go on his show. Wouldn't that be something to see Jimmy Fallon on Greg Gutfeld's show?
Oh my gosh, he would get booed.
You think so? No, he wouldn't get booed.
No, you don't think so? Maybe not.
He doesn't have the same audience style, but I feel like they can bring on people that they disagree with and they'd still be fine with it, because it's in the spirit of that type of atmosphere, that show, and it works out pretty well. All right, do we have the Queen of Hearts drawing coming up after
the break? We'll do
that
next segment. Yep.
Ooh, that's a big one. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. Or Mark Cox, excuse me. I said Mark Reardon. Ah,
come on.
You know,
man.
I did like 3 weeks of Mark Reardon fill ins. And you know what? I feel like that's the first time I've said that all week long. I guess I'll be looking for another job soon. 97.1 FM Talk.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right, we got ourselves our Friday winner, which is pretty exciting. This is the Five of Spades. Slot number 8. So ticket number 2978162823. So Five of Spades, slot number 8. Winner today, $25.
And the jackpot. Yeah, that's getting high.
almost $4,000, $3,940. So the next drawing is on August 15th. And if you're wondering what this is all about, if you go to stlgunsandhoses.com, you can find the information on there. But the St. Louis Guns and Hoses Boxing Association selling the $5 online tickets for the Progressive Queen of Hearts e-raffle. 100% of the proceeds go to Backstoppers to benefit the families of officers killed or injured in the line of duty. So that is a very worthy and fantastic cause, Guns and Hoses. And tickets are $5. So Queen of Hearts raffle. stlgunsandhoses.com. You get the information right there. Congratulations to that winner. $25. That's pretty good.
I don't like that jackpot. We get half of the jackpot if it's the Queen of Hearts, but that would be,
yeah,
I'd like that.
That would be a nice little bonus. Wouldn't that be a nice bonus to get a Friday morning? I would like that. I'd like that a lot. There's a couple of things I wanted to get to. And one thing is this one woman down in Florida that was charged with posing as a nurse and treating more than 4,000 patients before they figured it out. Why does this happen so often? It seems like every community has someone that is posing as a nurse, working uncertified, and they're in with patients. Why? Why would you imitate that? Why would you lie about that? That's such a dangerous thing to lie about.
You're mentally ill. But how does this stuff happen? I mean, I know I have friends who are nurses, and they talk about how you'll have nurses who basically float from different floors. So it's hard to get to know each staffer. So you might never really know the name of the people that you're working with because every day you're on a different floor with a different, you know, set of people. But it's like, how does this happen? How does somebody get away with this? That's what blows my mind. I can understand, a couple hours they were able to do this. But no, when people are able to lie about this for that long, that's very, very concerning.
It's like schools. When you find out that someone on the sex offender list got a job, and you're like, what? How did that happen? Like, how is that person working? And sometimes it's like 2 years into them working there, they find out it's delayed. How is that possible? You'd think that would be a pretty easy thing to do. I wonder, are we just more relaxed on background checks? We just like, we got a good vibe by that guy. He's cool. He seems all right.
Seems nice. I checked out his Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's fine. Guys, what are you talking about? Facebook's fine.
There was a, I forget, I think it was out of Connecticut. There was a story where there was a homeless person who was in a hospital and managed to sleep in the hospital and was actually going into patient rooms. And this was going on for days and days and days. That's what's crazy to me is how is this happening? How is nobody realizing that this person is sleeping in random beds and going into patient rooms? Oh, my God. I mean, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen because you've patient confidentiality and just, oh, my God, it's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Here's a future headline for you. I'm already laughing because it's such a stupid premise. Imagine 2 years down the line working at a hospital as a nurse. You realize that you have hired former Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and you forgot to do the background check. And now he's working at your hospital. Wouldn't that be something? So the Trump administration has offered a $50 million reward leading to the arrest of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. And he's hated down there big time. He pretty much forced his way in and devalued the money. And Venezuela was one, if you go back 30 years, and especially the 90s and such, with all the oil that they had, the potential to be a super rich nation. We're talking like Saudi rich. I mean, they had all the potential there. And I knew people that lived down in Venezuela, and I would talk to them, and they said one day things were pretty good. You know, the next day Maduro was in, and we owned nothing. Like it just became communist overnight. And the business that the family owned was now operated by the government, and the money was worth nothing. And then you fast forward maybe 6 months later, and you have women that were in professions like doctors that were performing acts of prostitution because they needed money for their family. And that was the only way they can get it. And some of them crossing the border in order to do that. And by the time they came back, any money that they may have gained could have been stolen from them as they returned. And that's the dire, terrible situation Venezuela was in. Trump administration tried to address it in the first term. I know Mike Pence was hard on it too, but you know what? I know that he was still able to operate and force his way and stay in, and he was wanted. I don't know why it took so long, honestly, to try to force this out. So the Trump administration offering a $50 million reward leading to the arrest of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. Shame, shame, shame. you know much about that story of Venezuela and how they were eating animals from the zoo?
Oh, yes, that's how bad it was down there. I know. I've heard that. It's gross. I hadn't heard it when it happened, but Mark and I were talking about that one day recently. And, oh, man, can you imagine that happening here in St. Louis? People just start going into the zoo and eating the animals because, I mean, man, desperate times call for desperate measures. People would do it. If things were so bad here, oh my gosh, can you imagine? People have to survive.
Was it Denmark or Sweden? Which zoo was asking
for
your
old... I think Denmark.
Yeah.
Your pets. So your healthy pets. If you can't have them for some reason, like I guess they're acting up or they don't jive with your kids or your other pets, just give them to the zoo animals. Yeah, let them eat them.
So... I heard Venezuela said, forget feeding the animals up there in Denmark. Send them down here.
Yeah, really?
We got hungry people down here.
We'll take the guinea pigs. We'll cook them up.
You ever see...
Air fry them.
Air fry them. Oh, man.
It can't be worse than
honey,
spam.
You're not going to believe this. Yeah. You thought that was spam? No.
Guinea pig for dinner tonight.
Actually, you know that one stray cat in the neighborhood that everyone was trying to get rid of? Honey, you're not going to believe this, but... We found a way to get around the expensive, cost-gouging spam industry.
People with cats right now are like, can you believe that Ryan Record's talking about that?
Oh, you want me to go worse on cats? I think cats are evil. I think that inherently all cats are evil. And only dogs are the acceptable animal to have inside of a house.
I'll just say I'm a dog fan. That's what I'll leave it at.
Oh, you don't want to upset cat lovers?
I'm not a big cat fan. There are some that are okay. But some they just walk around meowing for no reason. I don't like that.
Yeah. I found you make a lot of enemies when you give your true feelings on cats, so I've been told not to do it. My wife said, stop making enemies with people when you don't need to. Like, just leave the cats alone. All right, we're going to talk to Fox News Radio, Michelle Polino, coming up about South Park after the break. 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Michelle Polino, thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good. A lot of buildup for this season of South Park. A lot of controversy building up to it as well. They had a pretty big episode where I've seen some clips, but I haven't seen the full episode yet. Mocking Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and broadcaster Charlie Kirk. So far, the reaction has been, I guess, as expected in some ways. Kristi Noem said it was kind of a lazy portrayal. So what do you make of all of this controversy going around?
Well, it's interesting. I think most of all that Trump is not attacking them. I'm finding that part interesting. The White House put a statement out the first episode, saying it's ridiculous. Kristi Noem, saying something this time. I find it interesting. And I'm also looking at the numbers. I guess they got 5 million the first time around. That's not high for South Park, not high at all. Gutfeld gets about 3 million. I find it just.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Watching the culture change from being controlled by the Democrats for so long, Hollywood being controlled by the Democrats for so long, and Trump really changing the game, Comedy Central kind of attacking him, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, and I think it's a good thing that Trump is actually staying away in many ways. I think he normally would just viscerally attack them. The fact that he's just staying away and letting them do this is fascinating at this moment. He knows that the tides have turned. The culture is now in his hands. And, part of what South Park is doing is saying, we're going to attack this guy because he made it rough for us in this whole Paramount transition, and he's suing all these news magazines. And I think that they are going to fall. I think they are going to fall just like everybody else who's tried to attack Trump. I think that's how he wins.
See, I think that's my take, too, because Stephen Colbert's show, I believe, is being canceled because his ratings are in the tank. He's being paid millions of dollars, and it's he's not returning it with the number of viewers. And I think people are sick and tired of him. Just every single night he'd go on there and he would just slam Trump, and it gets kind of old. And so, to your point, Michelle, it seems as though maybe this is funny in the very beginning. I mean, I watched the Charlie Kirk one, and I mean, this is kind of funny. The spoof that they did. But this can't be a long-term strategy, because people will just get sick of it. And I've never been a South Park fan, but it seems as though the larger part of their base, would it be the conservatives? Do we have any idea who's even watching South Park?
Well, South Park, we don't. like I said, they have about 5 million viewers, close, maybe 5.9 that first episode. I think that it's people that watched it for a very long time. I do think it skews to the left, but culture is changing. Culture has changed, and I have my eye on this because I think it's the next. I mean, it's in the crosshairs. As soon as you start attacking Trump. And that's why I don't think he's attacking back. He's waiting to see how the people will react.
It's smart.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. So here's a couple of just general observations to it. So South Park, in many ways, found that they can mock anything, which is fine. what I found in this season, so you look at the way they led up into the season. So they have an actor who portrays Trump that gets naked and they make a small wiener joke. And then there's a bit where there's a person painting his portrait on the wall, and it's another instance where it's a small wiener joke. And then you look at him hopping in bed with Satan. And part of it is the same bit that they did with Saddam Hussein. So, you know, for all the people that are like, okay, Donald Trump's Hitler, well, South Park's using the comparison that Donald Trump is Saddam Hussein now. He's the new Saddam Hussein. And all of these type of comparisons, they're kind of played out. They're kind of lazy in a way. I do agree it is kind of lazy. But I also look at how a show like that used to be able to get popularity because they were kind of like funny, edgy, and smart, but they're kind of there. It doesn't seem like they're going down there. It seems like they are chasing the controversy in order to get people to view the show, which is the wrong road to go down if you're someone as, I guess, smart in when it comes to comedy as a South Park. So I felt like they may have jumped the shark now.
It seems like they might. I think that's what we're all kind of watching and waiting to see if that's really true. I mean, I'm going to keep my eye on those ratings and see if they do falter. It'll be just yet another instance of this president just by the virtue of being him, takes down another cultural institution. It's just fascinating to watch. I don't know if that's going to happen with South Park. South Park also mocks woke in ways that nobody else does, and mm-hmm. so they are riding a line, and that's what makes them great. You know, it's still funny. I don't think the Trump Satan small penis thing is funny at all, but I did find Charlie Kirk stuff good. I do find their woke stuff with Cartman amazing. So we'll see. We'll see if they...
We will.
They're really smart guys. They're really smart guys. So
yeah, and, you know, I think this... when you kind of hate to question their integrity based on the process because of their track record, and they've had a tremendous run, but all runs come to an end. Are we witnessing the end of it? Meaning this is the type of low hanging fruit they're going for and they're done with the smarter stuff, I guess. You know, essentially you're making the Beavis and Butthead jokes at this point. So, and Beavis and Butthead was even more well done than South Park at this point too. So I think that's kind of where we're at. Michelle Polino, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
You got it. Have a great one.
Fox News Radio talking about South Park and mocking of the president and such. I think it's fine. You know, I mentioned before back in the 2016 presidential election when they were doing the debate, some of those episodes where Mr. Garrison was playing Trump running for president against Hillary Clinton. It was unbelievable how funny and smart that was. But, you know, sometimes you wonder, have you lost it? And I think that's what they got to figure out. It doesn't mean they can't change course, or it doesn't mean they can't reinvent themselves in a better way like they've done over the years with the show. But it's an interesting strategy, bold strategy, I guess. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk. All right, it's a song to put you in a good mood, isn't it?
I was going
to
say, you feeling the song, Ryan? Doing a little dance?
Yeah, I am. Because it is Friday, and for a lot of us, I mean, we're just now getting into work. But for people like us, it's the end of the work week.
Right.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah. Except I work again tomorrow. But I get the rest of the day off. You're telling me I should go try Shake Shack today? Is that what you're saying?
It's pretty good. Their burgers and their shakes. I mean, I'm not saying it's great for you, but it tastes great. You eat spam, so I don't think your concern is making sure that it's the best for you.
You talk about spam like it's dog food.
It is dog food. In fact, it might even be better than dog food. The dog food has like lamb and stuff in it. The spam is just nastiness in a can.
Dog food at least has lamb and rice. Spam
it's probably
has
better.
You don't even
molded
know.
Molded meat.
I'm not even going to introduce you to Scrapple. If you can't handle spam, you can't handle
what
Scrapple.
What is in spam? I'm looking this up right now.
Don't look up
canned
what's in Scrapple.
Canned luncheon meat. Ugh. Consists of pork shoulder and ham along with salt, water, potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate. You look at the picture of it opening, the can half open, and I just want to gag. The jelly stuff on the top is disgusting.
You scrape that off. I told you.
That's disgusting. You have to even scrape it off. That's a problem.
There's a thing that's built in the same size as spam. It's kind of like in a gelatin block. It's called Scrapple. And Scrapple makes spam look like health food. Let me put it that way. That's even worse.
Oh, that looks disgusting too. Ugh.
It smells worse. It's worse for you, but it is so good too.
Who eats these things?
Good. I do. There's a lot of guys that eat these sort of things.
Because they don't feel like cooking? Yeah, they just want to open a can and throw it in the air fryer?
Yeah, bachelor chow it. You know, speaking of other things in the news, there's so many other things we didn't get to. So you saw that we talked about it, I think, on yesterday's show, maybe it was Wednesday's show, the idea that the WNBA had to do something with all these sex toys that were being thrown on the courts. So they implemented a no purse type of rule. So you can't have a carry-on bag or anything else. When you go through security, they're looking for this because they don't want this to happen. Do you think that stopped people from still throwing things
not.
On the court? Well, it happened again last night.
Are they going to say now you can't wear any clothes that have pockets?
I don't know. Women's clothing have no pockets. I thought that was the gripe that women have.
That's
not enough pockets in their clothing.
When you have a dress that has pockets, it's amazing.
Yeah. So it happened again. And it's interesting because the broadcasters refused to acknowledge what was happening. Now, the cameraman went and showed what was going on. Like, they zoomed the camera to show that there it is. But the actual play-by-play people for the broadcast would not say what it was. Like, they just want to move on from this. So there are people that are claiming they're responsible behind this sort of stoppage in play. A group of cryptocurrency traders claiming to be behind the epidemic of these things being thrown on the court during several WNBA games. An anonymous spokesperson for the group who goes by, I don't know that name, so I'm not going to read it just in case it's something I shouldn't be reading out loud, told USA Today that some crypto creators who launched the meme coin called, not going to read that either, are using it to promote their junk cryptocurrency.
Is it
Fartcoin?
I never would
have associated
it. That's apparently a thing.
Nope, it's think about slang for these toys.
Okay.
And that's what it's based off of.
Why would you be proud of that? I thought there had already been two arrests.
I don't know about the arrests. I didn't see that part, but they use this, and it goes to show you too that these cryptocurrencies and things, what they do is they pump it out there real quickly, and then if they see people investing and they're like an owner of these, then they dump their crypto quickly to gain a lot of money, and then everyone else is now set with a worthless nothing. And celebrities got accused of doing this over and over again, where they would promote this for a hefty fee, and once their celebrity was behind this cryptocurrency, and even if they gained just a little bit, then the owners of it would just dump all their crypto, and then it would be worth nothing after that. And these people that invested money, lots of it, being told, oh, this is the next big thing, you're getting in on the ground floor, are caught losing who knows how much, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Is this what the Pelosi's were doing? This is a side hustle.
Pelosi's are a little bit different. Yeah, the Pelosi's are, no, they get, I truly believe the Pelosi's were getting, using that insider information from Nancy and using it to make decisions on how to trade their stock.
Oh,
I don't think there's any question about that. That's another 100% certainty with that. Well, Kim, I got to say, it was so fun working with you this week, and I know that your due date is around the corner, so if I don't get to talk to you by then, I hope that someone reaches out to me and lets me know you're doing all right.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see the good news on social media.
Yeah, I'll text you.
That would be great. So congratulations to you and your husband on everything that's going on there, and I hope you get a little sleeper.
Thank you.
And you defy the odds.
I hope, and thank you for filling in. It's been a fun week.
Yeah, it's been a fun week. Enjoy it. St. Louis, have a great weekend too. 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.